Welcome to Language and Culture with Dr. J. Although India is only the seventh largest country in land area, it is number one in world population, accounting for almost 18% of the world's total population. India sends close to 1 million students to study abroad each year. The bulk of these exchange students decides to study in North America and to a large extent in the US, but some students decide to come to Germany. Swarali Talele is one such student, and I've had the pleasure of knowing her for almost 3 years now. In this episode, Swarali tells me why she decided to study outside of India, what pressures she feels as an Indian exchange student, and what she misses the most while being away from India. She also goes into how she chose her field of study and into her wishes and dreams for the future. Here is Swarali Talele.
Article 1, an Indian exchange student in Germany. Question: why did you decide to study outside of India? Answer: I always knew I wanted to live somewhere else for a while, and I made a decision to pursue my higher studies abroad. The program structures of the courses I wanted to study in universities in India were not that suitable for me. So the biggest factor in my decision making was based on browsing through study programs and courses. I was excited about traveling and living somewhere else, so it became the perfect opportunity for me to leave the city I was raised in for 21 years. Question: what are the particular pressures on you as an Indian exchange student? Which of your priorities are directly a result of your heritage? Answer: the one thing that I experienced, and I'm sure so did most of the students here, is the imposter syndrome. There was a pressure of fitting in and standing out at the same time. Coming from different educational system, culture and lifestyle, adjusting was a challenge. On top of that, it was even harder to connect to people because I first came to Germany during the pandemic. I grew up in an environment where education is given a lot of importance. So I think some part of the knack for higher education comes from the deeply rooted competitiveness in the Indian educational system. Question: how did you pick your field of study, and do you think your choice had anything to do with your being Indian? Answer: I decided what I wanted to do when I was a kid thanks to my father. He has always been interested in astronomy, and he passed on his knowledge to me. He told me about stars and planets, took me to lectures and stargazing nights, and even got me a telescope. I knew then that I wanted to pursue astronomy and astrophysics. Throughout the years, my interest in the subject only grew and it became my field of study. So in my case, my decision was not influenced by being Indian. However, I do think this is the case for a lot of Indians. From a young age, young Indians are presented with three branches they can pursue: science, commerce, and arts. There are a lot of options within these branches, but I still think it makes the career choices restricted. Question: what do you miss the most? Answer: apart from my friends and my family, I miss food the most. I absolutely love Indian food, especially street food. Although I cook some of the items here, there is something about going to the stalls on the street and having a bite with friends. Another thing I miss is the festivities. The big festivals such as Diwali, the Festival of Lights, Ganpati, the Festival of the Elephant God, and Holi, the Festival of Colors, are some of my personal favorites. Being away from home during these days is really hard, not to mention the special festive food and delicacies that fill up the house. Question: how and where do you imagine your future? Do you think you will or can belong to a culture or country other than India? And if yes, how do you think you will continue to promote or to be of benefit to Indian culture? Answer: ideally, my dream is to travel the world, so I see myself living everywhere and nowhere. I think that even if I settle down somewhere other than in India, I will still always belong to my culture. My connection comes from the food I eat, the music I listen to, the holidays I celebrate, and I believe no other culture could be this rooted in me. This does not necessarily mean that I won't try and belong to any other country or culture. I would certainly love to be a part of it, but it wouldn't be as strong as this. No matter where I am, I will always be fond of Indian culture and promote it through food, music, art, stories, myths, festivals, and rituals. Thank you.